Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Wait, Kevin, hey, Rob. I'm so sorry. Before we go on the air, Kevin and I talk, and then when the timer comes in, I have to tell Kevin to stop talking, and it's my fault.
Yeah.
You had a solo in church, though, Kevin. That's what you were telling us before this went on the air.
Yeah, I don't even know how this came up, you guys, but I don't know about you, but I did, you know, theater, and my theater started when I went to church. I went to a congregational church in Elmira, New York, Park Church, and I just had this memory all of a sudden. You said something, but I'm not your keeper. And I said, oh, I was my solo in church. I was all of 11 years old. And I sang, I am my brother's keeper. I can rely on him. And da, 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 da. I don't remember the rest of it. That was all I remember, though. But it was epic because that is what started my love.
That's amazing.
Started with those little silly little church musical pageants that are somebody made a lot of money writing.
When I was in Temple, we sang a song, your brother shouldn't have bought retail. Where stop were you it. To I stop need, him?
I mean, come on.
You call this a sofa. I can get you better at the pennies.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Okay, that's,
you know, speaking of, I'm halfway through season two of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
They go to
the Catskills. And when they go to the Catskills, you know what? I really feel like they really captured it. I really loved it. You know how much I love the Catskills in that time period. Are you with me?
Oh, no, I'm still with you.
I got so over. I think I over-energized, and you were still at normal level, and I think that I just thought you weren't there for a minute.
I will never leave you. I will never go away.
No, I'm too old to take the high part.
I can take it. Hey, I've been working on a Mandy Patinkin impression.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of high voices, I just wanted to share that. I don't know if I should bust it out.
I think we're all good. I think we're good.
You sure?
We can. No, let's just save it. Let's save it. Because the last episode we had, there were quite a few impersonations. So
and we had your dissertation on why the chicken crossed the road, in which we had people saying, what the hell is he talking about?
No. We had both sides, my friend. Both sides. And you know it. Both sides were there. I rest my case.
Okay, you can. Okay, Clarence Darrow. Good for you for resting your case. You got something in your hair.
It's my glasses.
No. You actually have something in your hair, Kevin. It's like
dandruff.
A white thing. No, go to the
my
other way.
Dandruff.
No, it's not dandruff. That's too big for dandruff. Unless, if that's your dandruff, you got a huge issue, my friend. No, you're fine now. It's gone. It was like fuzz.
No, I'm embarrassed.
What are you embarrassed for? It was fuzz. The guy had fuzz in his hair. What do you want from me? That's what a friend does. A friend says when things are going wrong. A friend helps you out.
This sounds like a song from the musical 13 all of a sudden.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Okay, so why don't we just jump into our favorite things, and let us begin.
All right, you go first.
Me?
Yes.
Okay, this was what I was going to talk to you about last week, but we went for the Mr. O'Leary kid and the car ride instead.
Which really was a great payoff because we all needed that. If you haven't listened to it yet, just go back, watch the O'Leary,
Colin O'Leary car ride.
So, oh gosh.
Kids and Star.
Oh, so I'm happy we had that, but you're right. I'm glad we get to have part two.
So I saw Chorus Line at Encores a few weeks ago, which was fabulous and marvelous and wonderful. And I forgot how wonderful of a show Chorus Line is. I actually did it, at a children's theater years and years and years ago. Oh, yes, a children's theater years and years ago. There'll be more on that later on the weeks coming up.
You did it, which implied that you were in it?
No, me, please, no. I was the assistant director to it, Although, for all of the fucking rehearsals, I played Zach because the guy who played Zach went on Birthright. And then he just like showed up at the end and they were like, oh, Rob, you can't do it because, you know, you can't dance. I was like, neither can Birthright Elon over there. That was his name, Elon. I remember.
Wait, is that because he went to Elon or was he really?
No, his name was really Elon. No, his name was Elon. Elon was actually, when Elon moved to the city, he worked for Jeffrey Richards and got me like comps to every show, which was amazing.
Oh, well, that paid off.
Elon
then.
And I have made peace. Right.
Since I'm glad it hasn't burned that much of his soul.
I should have played Zach. Yeah. I should have played Zach. But it was a bad production. It was a bad production.
Well, it's because you weren't playing Zach. I mean,
it was a
very obvious. All of
production
us.
Of a Chorus Line. I got nothing else to say, except this is horrible. I don't know if I should tell you this. The kid who played Paul was he just the monologue. So we were on headset, and every time he came up to speak,
it's a very serious monologue, you guys. If you don't know it, it's epic. It's serious. It's lots of tears. It's just rough for everybody.
We had this old woman who was running lights, and over the headset, when he would start to talk, she would go, "Smoke 'em if you got 'em." And everybody would go and like take a break while he talked. It was so sad. God. Anyway, that's okay.
So
anyway,
you got him.
But going back to A Chorus Line, I was just doing some research on it. And I was like, oh my God, what a fabulous, fantastic show. And what I came across, and I didn't even realize it was on there, was in 1990 when the show was finally closing after 15 years. Phil Donahue, remember the Donahue show?
Of course, yeah. He used to have Broadway people on there.
All the time. They brought back the entire original cast, except one actor, but the whole original cast was on there, and they did a reunion of A Chorus Line.
And I am familiar, yeah.
It is so good. So everyone, I think you should watch it. It's like seven different parts, but you see the original cast. They're talking about the inception. They sing at the ballet. They sing What I Did for Love. It's really fabulous. And I think it also... There's this really sad part where they play the video of Michael Bennett accepting the Tony Award. And this was only 2 or 3 years after he passed, so it's still fresh in everybody's mind.
But yeah.
Like Donna McKechnie's crying and everybody. It's just – it's really, really a wonderful and emotional and –
raw.
Very raw. And you see the love that these people have for each other. So anyway, everyone, you should go onto your YouTube. You should just search A Chorus Line on Donahue. Donahue. And at one awkward part, Robert Lapone tries to teach Phil Donahue the opening combination.
No.
That doesn't really work.
No. Like we're like freshman year of college where everyone learns the da 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 da. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pivot step. Walk.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, it's really marvelous. It shows you the entire the original cast, which I think is so fabulous and so fascinating. It's also a really interesting insight to see how they sold their lives away for her dollar and haven't received any, you know, compensation for that. And what I find so interesting is that the logo, where they're all in those different poses, which are so iconic,
right,
all happens spontaneously one day because they were all standing in the line. And Michael Bennett was like, it has to, like, everyone pick a pose. And that's all the poses they picked.
Right,
and that's
right.
So iconic with the show now. And they got a dollar. It opened doors to many other things, but still, a dollar. So anyway, that's mine this week. I think you should take a look at it. It's a Chorus Line on Donahue, seven different parts. It's really fabulous.
And, you know, it's funny because that's exactly what Equity is talking about right now, is of changing the lab rules for the workshops. And,
not a lab rat, for that,
I mean, I'm sure that there are roots in that from the 70s, but that, you know, basically so that actors that have all this input into the role of their character and how the writers will rewrite stuff for them and everything. And, well, this is literally based on their lives. So it's like this times a thousand. But now, you know, they're saying that that input is valuable. It's invaluable, especially if it's, I mean, Chorus Line is a non fiction, basically. It's unbelievable.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So, speaking of legendary things, I have a book this time. This is a very, I'm speaking now to, I think, maybe perhaps the younger listeners out there, but our older listeners definitely will certainly enjoy this book if they haven't read it already. We lost the great Barbara Cook recently this year, and she wrote a memoir just 2 years ago, right at the very end of her life. And like so many of these Broadway legends, like our friend Leroy, you know, people say, you got to write a book. And these stories that they collect over their years are really special because we don't have any other outlet for them. You know, we can go on our YouTube and see them, a couple clips of them, but anything from the 60s or earlier, it's really hard. I mean, and that's part of the reason why we set out on this podcast, was to capture those stories. So this book she wrote, this memoir, Then and Now, it's a really easy read. It's a fast read. I mean, you can zip through. I think I read in like a day and a half, and it's a fun read because she's very candid. She's very honest. It doesn't get too deep, too in depth, but it gives you enough of the information that it feels like one of our interviews is really what it feels like.
Yeah.
And it feels like what we would have wanted to chat with her about. And now she goes in more in depth about her depression and her food addiction and her alcohol addiction and all of the struggles that she had. But why I think it's really important for some of our younger listeners and students of musical theater, especially, is to understand, like, this is somebody that for most of us, we'd heard rumors of this kind of stuff, but she laid it out what show business is for her. And she's a star. She's a diva. She was like one of the greatest. You know, she starred in some of the greatest musicals of the Golden Age, like Candide and She Loves Me. I mean, and all these great, great, great shows. And yet, you know, even at the, she says her biggest regret is at the peak of her career, you know, she was squandering it away with, you know, alcohol and food addiction and unhappiness and depression and all of this. And then was able to famously change it around with the cabaret scene. But to read about it and document it, and for us to interview people and hear about it as well in their own ways, you know, the ups and downs of the business. I just think it's really important for, you know, students of this business to understand, like, really, that's not going to happen to you at all. But that is a story of someone who was, quote unquote, famous and successful. And that's a reality of this business as well, is that it's a constant ups and downs. And, like, you know, as much as you worship the talent and the person behind it, that there's a real human being there that has struggled their whole life to get where they are. And I think that I think this book is a great celebration of that.
I agree. I think it's a fabulous, fabulous, fantastic book. I read it, I think, in a day. It's an easy read. So yours is Barbara Cook, Here and Now.
Here and then.
Sorry.
And now.
Sorry.
Nope, then, it's all good.
Then and Now. And mine was Donahue, A Chorus Line. You can't see it. Kevin's doing an impression of what she looks like on the book, which
you'll
get the amazing.
You'll know when you see it. Just like a little hand on the chin.
That was good.
Hey.
What?
Have a great rest of your week, everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fine. You don't want to hear my new Mandy? That's fine.
No. You got it. What do you got? What do you got? Give me something.
Okay. I just need some feedback. Okay.
Yeah, I can tell that you really want it. I can tell you want to workshop it. We all can tell. Everyone right now can tell. Go
I'm
for it. I want to hear.
Flying a dog.
Oh, guys, that's pretty good.
So young.
And yet so easily.
Nope, that's not the lyric. It's
well, he doesn't like lyrics.
Right.
He doesn't want to stay with the lyrics.
It's about the placement, isn't it? It really is about getting that, like, ha, ha.
Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. How do we do?
It's just all about the soft palate is all I can say.
There it is. Am I doing it okay? So what do we think? Is this one? I don't know if it's going to go into the repertoire. But
I don't think so.
No, I just wanted to workshop it a little bit.
All right.
Finishing the hat. How you have to finish the hat. Does that work?
I got one for you.
How you watch the rest of the world from a window. As you finish the hat.
Bit of earth.
Shit, no. We ain't doing Secret Garden. Even I have standards.
It's, you know.
But the thing is, Wick, it is life about it. He can't say I'm just looking at my watch. Make the garden grow.
Everybody, okay. We're going to make all your garden grows, and we're going to let you off the hook for now. We'll talk to you next week. Bye,
adios,
everybody.
Adios, muchachos.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.